Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's the acronym for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. And either one of those two that make up that acronym, plus a .com, will get you to my website as well. That's either smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com. I have all three, so that you never have an excuse for not going there if you want to. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. And the reason this week's letter is kind of important is it is the one with the 2004 New Year resolutions that I recommend for you and for me. So if you subscribe, if you haven't subscribed yet and haven't received that article yet, you can do so this week, and you will get those resolutions, which many of you have told me you hang on to all year long and keep working away on them to try to improve your company, and I really like hearing that from you. Jorian Clark is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the founder and the president of Spectracom. She helps companies like mine and yours put their best foot forward online. She's our good friend. Jory, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. Glad to be here as always.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year. We're about to... Can you believe 2003 is almost over?
Boy, I sure can't.
It takes my breath away. You know what?
It does. It does.
What's going on?
It seems to go faster and faster.
It does. Our lives are just racing by. But we got a brand new one coming up here. And I really would like to, and I can't think of anybody better to do this than you. I really would like for you to help us think about how to maximize our online presence in the new year. And you know, just help us to understand some of the things that we need to focus on, some of the where we need to plug in, what resources we need to make sure that we maximize the benefit that we can get from being online.
Sure, I'd be delighted. You know, we've simplified it by just calling it the three F's, and that stands for freshen it, friend it, and find it.
Friend it.
Friend it.
Friend and find.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll go through each one of these. Freshen, this is a good week to do that. I don't know how many times you look at a website and all of a sudden you see it'll say copyrighted 1999 or,
yeah.
You know, or we're very excited about the new year and it'll be for 2 years before. So it's really important to sit down with a critical eye and go through each page of your site and look at it and see what needs to be updated.
You just made me check my copyright on my site. Thank God it's got 2003 on there.
Yes. Well, you know, you've got what? A couple of days.
I got a couple of days to freshen that up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, really, no. You're right. I've seen that on pages, and it didn't impress me very much with what they were offering, did it?
Yes. It automatically makes you think, gosh, if they can't get this right, you know, what else didn't they get right?
Mm-hmm.
And part of the challenge that we find right now for the average person is that they're overwhelmed with the amount of information that's on the Internet. And so it's very easy for them when they go to a site to click out of it right away if they're just not real sure about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to make sure that you do this. Now,
we're kind of fickle surfers, aren't we?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
We're kind of mercurial and very fickle, you know, if we show up, if you don't grab us, if there's anything that kind of turns us off a little bit, we're out of there, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. And you have to remember that people don't have to go to your website. They've got lots of choices all
right.
The time, and unfortunately, one of them is probably your competitor. So you need to make sure that yours is the best out there, and the way you can do that is make sure that the information is current and that there's nothing on it that indicates you haven't looked at your website for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second one, the friend it, that's something that we all do in business is everybody out there knows that the best form of repeat business is developing a relationship with someone. And a website is a good way to develop a relationship. it's important to make sure that when someone comes to the site, they feel it's for them. And that can be done either by allowing the site to be personalized. You know, for example, you might have two different target audiences that are coming to your website. Make sure that they each know which navigation path to use to find the information that's specific for them.
In other words, somebody just wandering onto your site would go to the main site, the regular public site, so to speak.
Yes.
But somebody who is a customer, maybe, for example, somebody who's a subscriber to my newsletter might have another way to get in there that would give them access to something that only an opt-in customer would have access to.
Yes, yes.
Stand by. I want you to come back in after these messages and dwell on that just a little bit, because I think that's a very interesting thing for us to think about in 2004, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Georgia Donovan, Ben McConnell, and Christina's Casper, and Lois Geller. I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on as we move out of 2003 into 2004 this week. And don't forget, on Thursday, New Year's Day, I will be right here, as I always am, as I have been now. This will be my seventh consecutive New Year's Day to broadcast, and looking forward to ringing in the new year with you. Let's get back to our good friend Jorian Clark, the president and the founder of Spectracom. And Jorian, give us your website, please.
It is www.spectracom, spectracom.com.
Okay, spectracom.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You'll find information on how to make sure that you've got a strategy for your website. We're about to launch our new site for 2004, which will also have white papers and conference presentations we've done on everything from the strategy, the design, the research to make sure that it's working, and to the technical programming.
That sounds like an incredible educational site that you're making available to folks. Is that going to be at spectracom.com?
Yes, it will.
Okay, and that's going to happen when?
That'll be out the second week of January.
And so your website will be really fresh then, won't it?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And hopefully no spelling mistakes on this one.
You know, we were talking about friending it, making it, maybe even customizing it. You know, there's something about people feeling that they've got a little bit of an exclusive. They've got a little bit of a home that somebody is. You know, it's pretty cool when you go to a restaurant and the owner comes over and says, hey, Jim, how's it going? Thanks for coming in. There's something about that, isn't there, that makes the connection, that makes us want to go back there. And we can do that kind of thing with our websites, can't we?
Yes, yes. And that can be, you touched on this just as we broke, it can be as simple as when you come to the homepage, you can have an area where customers can click on to get their personal extranet. And that could have everything in there as far as what they last ordered, special contact names, phone numbers, email addresses for them of people they work with regularly. It can have anything from, again, specialized tips or information that would be specific to their business. Two, if you happen to have an e-tail site, as a lot of small business owners do have nowadays, you can do things like remember their order, tell them what they looked at last. I had an interesting experience. I spent last week looking at cribs online, and we won't discuss why.
Oh, why not? Go ahead. Tell us.
Well, we had a very special phone call November 22nd, which basically said, if you can get to California today, we have a baby that needs a home or else it's going into foster care. And so we found a flight right
away.
How
long did it take you to get to the airport, Jory?
Well, the funny part was my husband was out on his sailboat, so he didn't make it to the plane on time, which turned out to be good because there was so much paperwork we needed to do, having had no notice ahead
of time. As you can figure out, folks, Jory and her husband have just adopted a brand-new baby girl, and Jory, congratulations, and I'm really proud of you for stepping up to that task.
Well, thank you.
You're going to make the life of a little girl very happy.
Well, we hope to make one life better in the world.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you for that. But anyway, you're back to the crib.
So I was doing extensive shopping online because having no notice, we had to purchase a lot of stuff quite quickly. And I was surprised at how many poor websites were out there as far as you'd look at five different things in an array of maybe 500 products, and you couldn't figure out where you had last been.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's that is an example of personalization where you don't have to say, hi, Jimmy, hi, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
All you're doing is showing either at the top of the website where they last went, or if you have a e-tail site, at the very bottom, put a box and just drop in the products that they looked at.
Right.
So that way, you're creating a separate area for them to say, let me compare these three now that I've looked at.
Don't you designers call those breadcrumbs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Breadcrumbs are what's on top, and underneath is a shopping basket that is pre-checkout.
Ah, so see, really I don't think I've seen that before. I've seen the ones where you send your stuff to, to checkout, but I've not seen the pre-checkout one. That's pretty cool.
I believe you can look at it on eBay because they, of course, have that example of having way too many things for somebody to remember what they
look
at.
Right.
And so they help you because you may be going through all kinds of different areas in their site to find
them. Yeah, that's very helpful because I know when I did some shopping over the holidays online, I'm thinking back on some places where I had to almost go back and start over again because I didn't know how to get back the site didn't help me get back to where I had been.
Yes, yes. And that's really what we mean by friend it. Mm-hmm. Be a friend to them. Make sure that if you were shopping with them shoulder to shoulder in a retail store, you would help them know what aisle you had been at, what you had looked at, even where you had parked. Remember where they have,
right.
When you come to a parking and they show you a purple or they give you a song or they give you something that helps you go back to your car.
Right.
The same theory should be online is you should be a friend to them and give them a little placeholder that helps them remember where they were.
What a great idea. I had not thought about the pre-checkout thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the thing about it, Jory, these are not extremely expensive things to do, are they?
Not at all. Not at all. And it's like a fork in the road. You can decide to do it well or you can decide to do it average. And it's directly going to impact your business.
And, folks, we've talked about freshing it and friending it. And we're going to talk about the other F right after these messages with our good friend Jorian Clark, the founder of a company called Spectracom.com. Check that out, and especially check it out in a couple of weeks when she gets the new stuff up. But Jory's company helps people like you and me put our best foot forward online. And as you know, I encourage you to check out the services that they make available. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend, Jorian Clark, the founder of Spectracom. And be sure to check out her website at spectracom.com. And I think you'll find it very interesting, very educational. And if you get a chance and you want to give her a call, I know she'll be glad to hear from you. Jory, let's talk about the third F. What is it?
Yes, that is the find it. Now, by now, with the two, hopefully we've got a super website that's up to date and has all kinds of information that is specific to the audience that's coming to it. But, it's like that movie. They won't just find it if you build it.
Right.
And so you need to make sure that you've done a couple of things so that they can find it. Now, the first one is something you mentioned earlier in the program, and that is make sure that you register all the names that people might think of for your business.
Mm-hmm.
That way, they aren't going to be confused if they type in one name and they spell it incorrectly, or they think of you as a person. They want to use your personal name.
Well, exactly. Like I talked about earlier with the three different websites that I have that you can get to me. And, we have the acronym. That's just to keep you from having to type in so many letters. But if they remember the name of the show or they remember my name and they put a .com on it, they can get there.
Yes, yes. And, you can have multiple URLs, so that's the www part, all pointing to the same website. So you don't need to have multiple websites. You can just have multiple addresses to get to the same website.
Well, and one of the interesting things is, Jory, if if somebody has a little bit of an unusual name that might be easily misspelled, and I know you've seen this before, you probably help people do this, is they actually will get the misspelled URL.
Yes.
And so if you misspell it, like if it's, let's say your name has two L's and some people spell it with one L, you know, your company name.
Yes.
or whatever it might be, and you know the misspelled URL, it actually takes you there too, and so that way people don't get an abort when they go there.
Yes, absolutely, because who has an ego? You know, we don't care what people call us; we just
want
them to give us the money, right?
That's right. Call me for breakfast. I'll make the other two.
Yes, yes, exactly. So that's the very first and easy one, and that they can do right themselves. You can go right to the registration area of Internet and register those names, and it's about $75 to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The second one is making sure that the website is optimized for search engines. Now, that's a big word, but simply what it means is the search engines have a combination of mechanical ways, you know, technology ways that they find sites out on the Internet. And then they also have, some of them have, humans that are looking and reviewing websites.
Mm-hmm.
So the technical side is something that they call spiders, and they just send out a program once a night, and it searches for certain new information sites.
It just wanders around on the Internet, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, absolutely. But being a robot and not being a person, again, if it runs into a block, then it drops out and it doesn't consider that a website it should list.
And don't they sometimes send bad information back? I mean, don't they sometimes say, "Oop, we don't like this place"?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It's not just a benign dropout, folks. Sometimes they send back, you know, negative information.
Yes, absolutely. They can actually block your website, mm-hmm. suggest that if it used to be listed, that now it be dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole conversation in itself on what
right.
you need to do to optimize it. But you can simply go to the search engines, and they'll have a list of information of do's and don'ts.
But isn't this the kind of thing that we need people like your company and others who do what you do to help get optimized?
It is complex.
This is something. This is a highly sophisticated and a very intricate thing to do to stay up with. And it's not something that I think most small business owners want to take on themselves.
Yes, yes. And it's also something where you really can't cheat the system.
Right.
We had someone call us up the other day, and they were wondering, gosh, why should I pay to optimize my website? There are these websites that they go out and they register and they do all the correct things to make sure that the spiders list them as number one.
Right.
But then they turn around and they sell you a click-through to your site. Well, that's really cheating, because mm-hmm. the whole point of a search engine is to find real sites, not find dummy sites that are actually pushing you over.
Right.
And so the man was saying, gosh, it's so much easier if I just register with them, then I get all this traffic. And we said, well, yes, until the search engines understand that this is a new trick out
right.
there, and then you get banned.
That's exactly right.
And once
right.
you're banned, it's very hard to get back in.
Right. Jory, that's going to have to be the last word. Thank you for helping us get our websites fresh and ready to go for 2004. Thank you very much, as always.
And I hope you and all of the listeners have a wonderful 2004.
You too, Jory. Thank you very much. Jory and Clark, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.